Another art gallery on Boston's Newbury Street is biting the dust, a victim of the tough economy. The famed Judy Rotenberg Gallery closed in 2010, and now another signature gallery, Victoria Monroe Fine Arts, is closing up as well. WBUR's Andrea Shea is on the story, and she joins us now. Hi, Andrea.
Hi, how are you, Anthony?
Good. So tell us about this gallery.
Well, it's about 1,000 square feet. It's beautiful, filled with light, and it's owned by Victoria Monroe. She's been an art dealer in Boston for 10 years. She was in New York before then, but she actually started here in Boston in 78-79. She represents about 20 artists, and a good number of them are from New England. And this basically means that there's one less place for the public to see or buy locally made contemporary art.
So she'll leave a real hole. Now you reported that when Judy Rotenberg folded her gallery, she told you that it was a personal choice. It had nothing to do with the rents on Newbury Street or the fine art market, the economy overall. What did Victoria Monroe tell you?
Well, Victoria Monroe blames the recession. She says sales have dropped 40% over the last 2 years.
Wow.
And her rent was going to be raised by a third. So I dropped by the gallery, and their last show closes on Saturday. And she just told me that she opted not to renew the lease. It was an academic decision. She had to do it. But she still had this kind of optimistic take on it. And looking around the gallery, there were all these red dot stickers on the paintings in their final show, meaning they've been sold.
Going out of business is very good for business. We're kind of laughing at it because we haven't had such a good month in a long time.
So there she is making light of what sounds like not a great situation. How big a hole does this leave in Boston's art scene?
Well, I mean, it's one less venue, one less retailer, and for the artists, it's one less gallery that can represent them. I talked to one of the artists there, and he said he's thinking he might even have to look to New York to find representation. He's just not confident that he might find it here. And in fact, Victoria Monroe has a gallery in New York in East Hampton, and she'll be continuing to do her work there.
So Boston's loss is New York's gain. Andrea Shea will have much more about this tomorrow on WBUR's Morning Edition. Andrea, thanks so much.
You're welcome.